AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. A new report on inflation sent stocks tumbling. The Dow lost more than 1,200 points. PNC senior economist Kurt Rankin says it means more big interest rate hikes.
This report suggests that the Fed is going to go ahead with a 75 basis point hike out of this month's meeting, September 21st, which would be the third consecutive 75 basis point hike.
Jury deliberations have started in R. Kelly's child pornography and trial fixing trial. The AP's Michael Tarm in Chicago reports Kelly is facing 13 counts.
The most interesting and one of the important charges is that he conspired to obstruct justice by rigging his 2008 child pornography trial in state court in Illinois. He was found not guilty at that trial.
R. Kelly was sentenced in June to 30 years in prison during a separate federal trial in New York. Attorney Kenneth Starr has died. The AP's Norman Hall has the story.
A former federal appellate judge, Ken Starr will be remembered most for his legal work in heading the criminal investigation that led to the impeachment of Bill Clinton. Starr's family said he died at a hospital Tuesday of complications from surgery. According to his former colleague, Attorney Mark Lanier, Starr had been hospitalized in an intensive care unit in Houston for about 4 months. Starr was demoted from the presidency at Baylor University in 2016 amid a sex assault scandal that rocked the Big 12 school and its football program. In 2020, he was recruited to join the legal team representing Donald Trump in the nation's third presidential impeachment trial. Ken Starr was 76. Norman Hall, Washington.
A federal judge unsealed more parts of an FBI affidavit laying out the basis for a search of former President Donald Trump's Florida home, showing agents earlier got a hard drive after issuing a subpoena for surveillance footage recorded inside Mar-a-Lago. This is AP News. People were crushed and injured trying to get into a stadium in Kenya for the inauguration of President William Ruto.
Crowds push and shove to enter Kasarani Stadium to witness the inauguration ceremony. Ruto narrowly won the election in East Africa's most stable democracy over longtime opposition figure Raila Odinga. The Supreme Court last week had rejected challenges to the official results. Ruto's taking power in a country heavily burdened by debt that will challenge his efforts to fulfill sweeping campaign promises made to Kenya's poorest sector. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
An independent commission is recommending the Confederate Memorial at Arlington National Cemetery be dismantled and taken down as part of its final report to Congress on the renaming of military bases and assets that commemorate the Confederacy. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.